Have you along, PM not far away. When the Commonwealth Games starts in 22 days, don't be surprised if there is a lack of people from the Sunshine Coast there. It won't be the result of any intercoastal rivalry. Rather, Queensland Rail scheduling means that it's very difficult to get to the Gold Coast from the Sunshine Coast via public transport. Rail advocacy group Rail Back on Track spent over 40 hours examining QR data using Translink's own journey planner. And what they discovered is very surprising. Jeff Addison is from the group Rail Back on Track. Jeff Addison, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Steve.
You've been spending hours of time examining QR data using Translink's journey planner. How disadvantaged are Sunshine Coast people when wanting to go to the Commonwealth Games using public transport?
Significantly, a massacre of our services. You compare us to any other line in the network. From the CBD, you can get to 100% of sessions, which is all 261. From the end of the Cleveland line from Cleveland, you can get to 99.62%, that's 260 sessions. From Caboolture and Ipswich, you can get to 99.23%, or 259 sessions out of a possible 261. From Ferny Grove, you can get to 98.47%, or 257 sessions. And from Shawncliffe, you can get to 97.7%, or 255 out of a possible 261 sessions, which includes the opening and closing ceremonies. Now, when you move to the Sunshine Coast line, from Maroochydore on the Sunshine Coast, for example, you can get to a mere 68 sessions using the journey planner, using public transport.
So less than half.
26% of sessions at the Commonwealth Games. You move to Nambour, or if you can drive to Nambour, that increases it to just over half. You can get to 54% of all sessions, or 141 out of the 261 sessions. It's just extraordinary.
Why is this, Jeff Addison, do you believe?
Oh, look, I would have to attribute part of it to the Sunshine Coast being only a single-line track that's shared with freight and long-distance trains and the passenger network. And the other part, I think, is that the Sunshine Coast is neglected or seemingly discriminated against by the government.
Now, Nick Easy told me on this program recently, Jeff Addison, in fact, I think you might have been on the other line from memory, that there's only been only a 6% reduction in total services to the Sunshine Coast. Do you accept that?
Look, no. What he said was that a 6% cut across the network, which, to the word of what he said, is true. But what he isn't telling you is that they're mixing apples with oranges. To get that 6%, they took into account the cuts across the lines, but then they added on all the extra services that the Gold Coast gets, which is a tripling of their services. So while technically he may be correct, I believe it was totally misleading. For example, the Sunshine Coast, if we're using the summer timetable, which we just endured over December, that is a 27% reduction in our services and nowhere near the 6%. And that's why I called on Mr. Easy to release the figures for all the lines so that we actually know the truth and not spin.
So, I mean, in the Commonwealth Games start in 22 days. On your analysis of Translink's own data, or using Translink's own online method of calculating public transport trips, how long would it take someone to get to the Commonwealth Games?
Worst case scenario, someone going from Maroochydore to the beach volleyball at Coolangatta Beach on Wednesday the 11th or Thursday the 12th of April at 4 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. respectively, it would be an 11-hour, 11-minute return journey.
Sorry, 11 hours?
11 minutes, and that doesn't include the event time.
And a return, so that's half that. Let's say half that one way, half that the other way.
Correct, yes. The shortest minimum journey was 6 hours and 43 minutes return from Annamere's Velodrome Cycling on the 6th of April at 1 p.m.
So what does this mean? Does this mean that QR are pushing people off trains and onto the roads from the Sunshine Coast?
Exactly. I mean, what it means for the Sunshine Coast is you're probably better off driving at least to Caboolture. Now, the government has made great fanfare about all the park and ride facilities they're providing for the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games. I'm just wondering how many of them they have at Caboolture, because anyone who wants to get to an event will probably have to drive to Caboolture at a minimum, where they can access 99% of the sessions.
I'll leave it. So, Jeff Addison, I mean, essentially, this is locked in. QR have said they're not going to change anything. What's your message then to the Transport Minister of Queensland or the Games organisers?
Look, I would ask them. I understand that there are one or two more NGR trains that may become available, and if they do, that they provide them for the Sunshine Coast so that we can actually get some kind of realistic level of service. I mean, to look at what we have, I started the assessment just looking at all the return journeys from the last session, thinking, oh yeah, you know, this will probably be bad, and it was, because we don't have many train services at night. And then I thought, well, to balance it out, I'll look at all the two journeys down there, you know, and that will probably be much better. And to my horror, I found it was just as bad as the other sessions. So, and that, once I did one line, I then thought, well, to be fair, I need to, you know, assess all the other lines. And the results are just extraordinary. And I would call on the Minister to please provide more services to the Sunshine Coast during the Commonwealth Games.
Jeff Addison, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Steve.
Jeff Addison is from the public transport advocacy group Rail Back on Track. They've been crunching the data of the trips to the Commonwealth Games from the Sunshine Coast using TransLink's own journey planner and came up with those results. I should just mention, by the way, that commercial media is reporting that there's been some sort of incident on the Gold Coast, that shots have been